You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Hot enough for you? Hi. Gym Class at 3:04 for a Wednesday here in KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Unash here in the studio. Pretty comfortable here. Not too bad. Buttons on the other side of the glass. And Mark Dukes from his back porch on the southwest side, hopefully with a fan or two, air conditioning, what have you. We got a good show coming up for you. Carson Shockey is going to join us, who qualified for the United States Open on Monday. The former All-Big Ten golfer from the University of Iowa, striking out as far as early in his pro career. Great day on Monday, obviously. We are going to talk with Carson coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And then we will talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com as well. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. Your fantasy baseball questions are welcome. If you have some early fantasy football questions, we will field those for Chris as well at 319-366-1600. In fact, that is our text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. And don't forget, before 4 o'clock, your chance to win our third Freedom Festival prize pack that we are giving out this week. You can get more information at kgymradio.com. It includes four Freedom Festival buttons, a couple of T-shirts, and you are automatically entered in to possibly win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. More details are available and a link to over 50 events during the Freedom Festival. And that is all available at kgymradio.com. And, of course, it culminates with the big fireworks show in downtown Cedar Rapids, which is back coming up for 2021. And lots of news to get to today on the program. Mark, first of all, I hope you have a fan and or air conditioning very close at hand on this very humid Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, I'm good. I appreciate that. And good afternoon, everyone. And very much looking forward to the show. And at your urging, Scott, I gave Carson Shockey a shout less than 2 hours ago, hoping maybe he could come on tomorrow. Certainly not today at short notice. And said, yeah, what time do you want to do it? Yeah, let's do it today. It's like talking to your next door neighbor. So I think folks will enjoy our conversation with him.
That's going to be awesome. And we'll find out about one of the greatest days that he has ever experienced in his young life. Of course, on golf's longest day on Monday, and how it has changed his life as he gets ready to make plans to go to Southern California, La Jolla, and the United States Open to be played at Torrey Pines, the South Course there. And that will be coming up next week, starting a week from tomorrow. And should be a lot of fun. We'll also talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, as we mentioned. But some news to get to on the basketball front today, as this was a guy that Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes have been courting for quite a while. He was the number one guy as far as their radar is concerned for the class of 2022. And one of the top, depending on what service that you pay attention to, anywhere between, number 17 and number 30 as far as top point guards in the country is concerned. Young man out of the state of Massachusetts, but DeSante Bowen has committed to play for Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa Hawkeyes. The top-rated point guard that Fran McCaffrey has secured during his tenure as coach in Iowa City.
Yeah, and he's the first commit for the class of 2022. He most recently attended Brewster Academy in New Hampshire, same school at which Josh Ogundele attended, the Iowa center. And by all appearances, and you can have Mike Halas of the Gazette posted a video of Brown playing or Bowen playing. It's a big recruit on the surface, and it remains to be seen what this young man will do in his career. But at least coming out of high school or prep school, what have you, he may be the biggest recruit of the Fran McCaffrey era. And that's a subject of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Is Desante Bowen the biggest recruiting get of the Fran McCaffrey era? Yes or no? And thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Steve Anderson and his crew in Iowa City for sponsoring the poll question today and every day. I think you have to look at this in the context of our poll question coming into the program. How highly ballyhooed was a certain recruit. Certainly Luca Garza is probably the biggest get that Fran McCaffrey landed during his tenure. It turned out that way. It didn't necessarily look as if we would have a college player of the year. Going to get a good player, but not a college player of the year when he came into Iowa. So go ahead and answer the question at KGYMradio.com.
Yeah, what do you think? 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you as far as the text line is concerned. You know, and we talked about Luca Garza. Luca was not the most ballyhooed recruit to come to Iowa City ever. As far as the star rankings are concerned. And again, you have to take it with a grain of salt, obviously, as far as two-star, three-star, four-star. By the way, Bowen is a four-star point guard out of Brewster Academy in the state of Massachusetts. Joe Wieskamp was a very highly thought-of player coming out of Muscatine as far as the ratings and the star system is concerned. So was Patrick McCaffrey, as a matter of fact. Coming out of that as well. One of the guys, in fact, the guy who may be, if Iowa lands him, the highest star factor guy was on campus today, and that is Omaha Beaulieu, who played last year for Waukee, the state champions, which was his third school in 3 years. Maybe he'll stay. I don't know. He started off at Dowling, went over to Nebraska, came back to Waukee. We'll see how it all plays out. But anyway, he was on campus today. At one time, he was the number two recruit in the class of, what would it be, 24, I believe it is. Let's see, 23. Anyway. At one time, he was rated the number two guy in that class. He's still very highly thought of. So he was on campus today visiting Iowa City. So if you're looking even beyond what Bowen does, Omaha Beaulieu might be the next guy that Fran McCaffrey has his eye on. Everybody's got their eye on Omaha Beaulieu, by the way.
Yeah, and it paid off for Fran McCaffrey in the case of Bowen, who was in on this kid in 2019, before a lot of higher profile schools got a look at him and started recruiting him, and the perseverance really paid off. And we'll see what happens with Beaulieu. It'd be an understatement to say that'd be a huge get, but we shall see there. 0835, I've seen film on this kid, meaning Bowen. Outstanding athlete. Can't wait to see him in that black and gold. Have to be top three in case of ratings.
I would agree. And you get to the, what Iowa has as far as the point guards are concerned. Bohannon, of course, talking about moving to the off guard, coming back for his sixth year. By the time, let's see, next year, what, Connor going to be a senior next year?
I lose track, man, with the COVID and the extra year, and you need to consult the rosters, I think.
Yeah, well, I think I will have two point guards when Bowen comes in. He would be the third, but it would be a big gap between the two upperclassmen and then Bowen in there, so it's a nice stopgap right there. 6429 reminding us how quickly we forget. Tyler Cook was also very well regarded as a recruit out of the St. Louis area. Very much agreed. Tyler Cook, he may have been the highest star guy. It was pretty close between, Patrick and Tyler Cook, Joe Wieskamp, and people like that. Pretty close.
Yeah, and again, it remains to be seen how if this guy pans out, how well he will pan out. But just on paper right now, in reference to our poll question at KGYMradio.com, he'd have to be right up there.
I would agree. I would agree. And recruiting news coming left and right, both football and basketball right now. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And we will talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com in just a little bit. We'll talk a little bit more about Mr. Bowen coming in and what that possibly means as far as the Hawkeyes and Toussaint and McCaffrey have a chance to both be there when he comes in, but we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Interesting article from the state of Kentucky on C.J. Frederick and how he's adapting to being a Kentucky Wildcat. Calls the Wildcat the Big Blue Nation, the greatest group of fans in the country.
Don't get offended, Hawkeye fans. Don't get offended.
No. Please don't do that. But we'll talk more about that coming up in a little bit. But we're going to take an early break. We'll come back, and we are going to chat with Carson Shockey as he gets ready for the United States Open. He will be a part of it coming up next week at Torrey Pines South in San Diego. We'll talk with him when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
It's Fight Night, featuring that can't-miss rematch between Israel Adesanya and Marvin Vettori at UFC 263. And FanDuel is giving you 30-1 odds on either fighter to win the main event. That means you can win $150 off a $5 bet. Place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook app using promo code COON and get in on this incredible action. Then just sit back and watch the fists fly at Adesanya versus Vettori 2 on Saturday, June 12th. FanDuel is the go-to for all sports betting. They always have great promotions, they have an easy-to-use app, they're safe and secure, and they feature fast payouts. You get paid in as little as 24 hours when you win. Don't forget, you can only get in on this offer on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, so download it today and sign up using promo code COON so they know we sent you. Again, that's promo code K-U-H-N. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 318 here on KGYM. We have a Freedom Festival prize pack to give away and have one of our lucky listeners win. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Also, it's final week of the Partner Interruption Cash Contest that we are conducting nationwide as well here on KGYM. When you hear us interrupt any radio show on the gym with the cash keyword, head to KGYMradio.com and enter in that hour's keyword for your chance to win $1,000. Each keyword will get you an entry toward that $1,000, so make sure to listen and head to KGYMradio.com each time we say the key word. So we will have your chance throughout the day this week to win that right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you here on this hot, muggy, sunny Wednesday afternoon. And going to talk some golf with you. No, it's not Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. That'll be next week. We'll have Brian Haas back in on the eve of the United States Open. We'll talk about that. And Brian will field your questions as far as your game is concerned. But a guy that's worked with Brian and others here in Eastern Iowa joining us right now. Happy to bring in Carson Shockey, the former University of Iowa golfer, who on Monday made some big headlines as he won the U.S. Open qualifier in Springfield, Ohio. And with that, punched his ticket to the U.S. Open coming up next week at Torrey Pines outside of San Diego, California. And second time I think Carson's been on with us here on KGYM. But Carson, may I be number 578 in line to congratulate you on what you did on Monday?
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a busy few days here since I got done with my last hole, my 36th hole there of qualifying. And, I've gotten a lot of texts from a lot of people, some people that I haven't heard of or heard from in a while. And it's been great, though. You know, I've enjoyed every single one of them. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great week. You know, my game's in tip-top shape and confident out there, and we're looking forward to, you know, traveling out there and seeing what the course is like and getting going Thursday. So it's going to be a good week.
Carson, I didn't know if you knew this, but you're one of 19 players to make the field that had to go through both stages of qualifying, the local and final. You shot 64 in Nebraska to advance and continue the strong play in Springfield. What's been working for you the past month?
You know, yeah, one of 19. I'm also one of two of the guys that won their local qualifying and then also won sectional. So, yeah, my game is right there. You know, I just have put in the work. It's crazy how quickly you can start seeing results when you just put in quality practice, start practicing the right way, and grow your confidence, along with the way you practice. I was in Scottsdale this winter, played a bunch of tournaments, got conditional status in California for the Canada Tour, which is now the Forum Tour down in the United States. And I'm just kind of, you know, riding that momentum, and I feel good. You know, I don't feel like it's anything, you know, special. You know, I knew it was in me, and I knew I had the game to do it. You just slowly get a little bit better, you know, every single day, and I'm, you know, where I am now, and I've got a long ways to go, and I'm excited that I'm able to, you know, test my game next week at the U.S. Open. It's a tournament, and it's a golf course that, you know, I have only dreamed of playing, so, you know, I am very happy that I get the chance to go out there and kind of test my game against, you know, that golf course, against the guys on the PGA Tour, and against a major championship. It's very special. I'm honored for sure. Me and my family, we're looking forward to it. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you think about it, and the United States Open, you're in it. Guys like Ricky Fowler aren't in it. I mean, that hits you kind of, you know, right there, thinking about what you're preparing for next week.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's why it's probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, golf tournament in the world. You know, anyone can qualify. It's really anybody. If you get your game there, you can go through local qualifying, make it, get to sectionals, and play well, and get into the U.S. Open. And it's not like that for any other tournament, especially major championships. And the U.S. Open is just special in that way, you know. And it's also very, very cool that it's at the historical Torrey Pines, where Tiger, you know, won. And Tiger is a very special person to me and someone that I looked up to and I still look up to. And he's, you know, a big reason of why I play this game and why I play the game the way I do. And it's a historical event and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Who's the lucky person that's going to be on your bag, Carson?
My little brother said yes. So he's going to be looping for me, and we're going to have a good time. I knew he's going to have a, you know, big summer. He has a lot of big events coming up here, and I wanted to, not only do I think that he knows my game just as good as anyone does, you know, just as good as I do, better than anybody else, but it's going to be a great experience for him, for me. We're going to be inside the ropes together. We can kind of see how everything works, and you know, this game is all about experience and getting comfortable in the uncomfortable situations. And, you know, inside the ropes at a major championship is definitely an uncomfortable situation. The only way that you can get comfortable out there is doing it a lot of times. And I just want to be able to help him and give him that experience so that, you know, next time he's there, he's even a little bit more comfortable so that, you know, he can play as good as he can, you know. And dang, he's a great player, and I just want to help him any way that I can. So I thought that would be it'd be a good step.
Yeah. Carson Chockey joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, talking about next week's U.S. Open. And did you, so many people talk about looking at scoreboards, things like that. What I wanted to ask you what you were thinking walking up the last hole and walking up the last fairway, knowing what you were on the cusp of doing. How did you approach things? And, you know, and I guess when did it finally kind of sink in that what you accomplished?
Yeah, I was very lucky. I teed off of one the very first round. So then the second round I teed off of 10. So I got to finish on what's actually hole 9. So hole 7 is like a iron off the tee, kind of a shorter par 4. Hole 8's a shorter par 4. You can hit iron off the tee. And then hole 9's a par 3. So, yeah, I got done at that first round. I played pretty well. Shot 2 under par. I knew it was a decent, you know, a pretty good round. I was right there in the top 10. And there was some rain early in the round. So I knew it was kind of tough out there. But the second round, I got off to a decent start. And then I made a couple, you know, a few birdies coming down the stretch of that first 9 holes. I think I shot 4 under on that first 9 holes. And then about with 5 holes to go or something, I wanted to know where I was, and I had a 4-shot. I found out that I had a 4-shot lead, and I was pretty comfortably inside the top. I think 7 guys got through the qualifier, so pretty comfortably inside the top 7. There was really only one more drive that I had to hit where, you know, it was driver, and I hit a really good one. I ended up making birdie there on my 15th hole, which was actually hole 6. And then I hit iron off the tee on 7, and I felt really comfortable. You know, like once I made birdie on my 15th hole, which was hole 6, I mean, there was just, as long as I just kept doing my thing and staying focused, there was no way I wasn't going to the U.S. Open. It was just, it's just hard to put yourself in a different mindset when you still have 3-4 holes to go. It's tough. It's hard to explain to people that don't play competitive golf, or even people that play competitive golf but not with Torrey Pines U.S. Open on the line. Just the thoughts that go through your head. That's why golf is the most amazing sport. I mean, you just have to be so mentally focused out there. You just have to be comfortable knowing that some crazy things are going to be going through your head. I mean, partway through even the first round, I was playing well, and I would catch myself imagining myself putting at Torrey Pines, and then I'd you know, zone it back in and be like, what the heck am I doing? I'd send that thought off, and then I'd get back in the moment. So, you know, that happened so many times throughout those 36 holes. Sometimes, early on in my career, it freaked me out, and it freaked a lot of people out and kind of gets them off their game. But now, you know, I've done this for long enough where I know that's going to happen. So you got to be kind of comfortable in that situation and figure out a way to battle through it and just stay focused on the next shot and move on. And that's what I did. I got to my last hole 9, downhill par 3, had a pitching wedge and hit a good shot, and only had like 10 feet left. And I knew, it was over, but it's just, it's not really over until you make the last putt. So once the last putt went in, it was pretty exciting. It's crazy even now, right now. You know, sometimes I'm sitting here and I'm going to the U.S. Open next, you know, on Sunday. So I still am talking about the U.S. Open, not even really realizing that I'm going to play in it here in a week. So I'm very excited. Like I said, I'm honored. It's an amazing golf tournament, and it's gonna be great.
Yeah, Carson, you touched on it. I'm curious what's in store for the next week, when you will get to Torrey Pines, what kind of prep work on the course you will do. Anybody reach out for a practice round with you? Take us through the next week.
Yes. I'm new to this too, so I'm not even 100% sure how it's going to go. You know, that's kind of how it goes sometimes, especially when you're new to this kind of stuff. So you got to be okay with going with the flow. I mean, I'm a pretty organized guy, and things aren't super organized right now, so it can kind of freak you out. But I'm okay with it. I mean, you just have to be okay with it and know that's just how it's going to be. It's kind of hectic, you know, and stuff. But, yeah, I'm focused. We're leaving on Sunday. Me, Alex, and my dad are going Sunday. Pretty sure fans can't be out there for the first few practice rounds. They can only be out there on Wednesday for that, the main practice round on Wednesday before the tournament starts. So I'm planning on getting out there Sunday, maybe walking the course, maybe with only a wedge or a putter Sunday night, just kind of seeing the course and getting my body up and moving once I get off the plane. And then, you know, I want to see the course, but I don't have to, you know, play it to see it. So I'm definitely going to, you know, play the course probably Monday, Tuesday, maybe 9 holes, and Wednesday, maybe 9 holes, maybe. I don't even know. So, yeah, I played with Troy Merritt during the sectional qualifying, who made 2 birdies the last 2 holes, 17 and 18. To get in as well. So I got his number after the round and asked him if maybe it'd be possible to play a practice round. He said, of course. He was the greatest guy. We had a good time, fed off each other. And I have run into a couple other guys in the past who I played college with who will be out there playing, and hopefully get a couple practice rounds in with them or something. So, yeah, it's kind of up in the air because I'm not 100% sure on when, who's getting in when and stuff like that. But that's kind of something you got to figure out kind of on the go, but yeah, it's gonna be a blast, and ready to, you know, take advantage of it.
I want to ask you, what's it feel like when you read things out there printed? I know Golf Digest had you listed as one of their 6 top stories from Monday. I don't know if you've read that or not, or want to read that. I don't know what you're what mentality is going into U.S. Open week, but it's still kind of cool to have that written about yourself.
Yeah, I haven't read that. Yeah, I know a lot of things have been written. To be honest, anyone that's reached out to me, I've tried to get back to every single one of them. So I love all the comments coming at me, but I truthfully don't read a lot of, you know, stuff, the good or the bad. I don't know. I mean, it's so funny, just some of the stuff that's written, you know, all that stuff. So I appreciate it. I love every second of it. It's just there's so much going on, you know, and stuff like that. But, yeah, I love it. Like, if you're getting written about, that means that you're doing something right. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's seriously just so – it's so crazy because the U.S. Open is just so special, and you play it on your PlayStation when you're younger, and now I'm going out there next week. So I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah, I love it. I read something every now and then, you know, if I catch it on Twitter or something, but I'm not out there searching for stuff, people are writing stuff about me or anything like that.
Carson, I've got you paired with Bryson and Brooks in the first couple rounds. How about that?
That's perfect. I think we should do like an MMA fight, like triple threat. You know, no bars thing too, and see who comes out on top there.
Yeah, I know you're a fan of that, so you know, you may be the perfect referee for those two guys.
Yeah, that'd be a blast. I played with Bryson a little bit in college, and I played a couple of practice rounds after. That'd be cool. I think they're gonna get paired together. Usually the like past 2 U.S. Opens get paired together, so I think they will be paired together. I doubt that I'm going to be in their group, but maybe Saturday or Sunday I'll be playing with one of them. So that'll be cool.
Indeed. And what's your, you know, what you mentioned the fact that you're playing out in California, we're in Scottsdale over the winter. What's the rest of the year look like for you? Obviously, your plans and sights are set to someday be on the PGA Tour. You know, it's easier said than done, things like that, but just kind of where are you as far as your pro career right now?
Yeah, I got this past spring, I got for the first time conditional status on the Canadian Tour. Because of the whole border situation, they've moved the 8 tournaments down to the United States. They're calling it the Forum Tour. So I have conditional status out there on the Forum Tour in the United States right now. So if I wouldn't have made it to the U.S. Open, I was going to be driving to Georgia probably either today or tomorrow to go to the first 4 Monday qualifiers for the first 4 events. Alex has full status because of the PGA Tour University. His great, you know, year that he's had in college got him full status out there. So I was hoping to qualify for, if not all of them, the first four, then a few of them, so him and I could travel together and play. But now that I'm in the U.S. Open, I'm not going to be able to go to those Monday qualifiers. So I'm hoping to have them give me some sponsors invites into those first four events. I truly do not think that someone should get penalized for making it into the U.S. Open. I don't think that's how it should work. So hopefully they're on the same page as I am, and they will let me into those first four events. So yeah, that's there's eight of them. Those are the first four. Then there's a couple weeks off, and then there's another four. So that will, the top five on the money list get onto the Korn Ferry. So that's just a great kind of gateway into the Korn Ferry Tour. That's the plan right now. It's going to be a busy summer. In between tournaments, sometimes there's like a week off or something. I think there's a week off during the Waterloo Open, which is where Alex and I were born. I'll be back there. I love that golf tournament, so we want to go back there and play that for sure. It's Alex's first year as a pro, so he'll be playing that as a pro. He wants to do that. Alex has some bigger events for sure, and yeah, it's going to be a busy summer. I'm looking forward to it. It's the first time really where you know, I have like a set schedule, and then I get to add the U.S. Open onto the beginning of it. So it's very special. It's really cool. Something that I've always looked forward to, and I'm ready to get it going.
Last one from me, Carson. I can't thank you enough for joining us, but goals and expectations for next week.
Yeah, I've gotten this one a few times. You know, I played in the John Deere during college, 2015, I believe it was. And I remember getting this exact question a few days before that. I was getting interviewed, and little Carson was all like, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to win, and I'm going to, you know, shoot 64 every single day, and I'm playing so great. And then I got my butt whooped, and I was like, what the heck was I thinking? And, you know, as I've kind of progressed in my golf career and kind of found out how the best players in the world, how they act and how they treat golf tournaments and how they walk around and kind of just handle themselves on and off the golf course, that's just not how you can do it. You can't, you know, I was seriously going into the deer trying to beat everybody and not even thinking about just playing my game and playing the golf course. And, you know, it's understandable. I was super young, and that's why experience is such a huge deal in golf. Whether you're just playing out there for fun or going to the U.S. Open, I mean, just keep playing and getting comfortable in these situations, and you'll just keep getting better. So, I'm gonna learn from that experience. I'm just going to go out there and see what the course has, and I'm just going to play the best I can on that golf course. It's a tough golf course, you know. I don't know. I know when Tiger won in 2008, I believe, you know, it was around even par. So it's a hard golf course. So, I mean, you can't be focused on anything other than just the shots in front of you. And you're going to make some bogeys. There's probably going to be some doubles, and there's going to be some birdies out there. And if you can just hang on and grind it out and have the right attitude and just do your best and have fun, and, you know, something good can happen. You know, there's so many holes. I mean, 72 holes, so you just can't be thinking that far ahead like you're going to win or something like that. I mean, yeah, of course. If I go out there and I play really, really well and I just do everything that I can do, I can get myself in contention, I think. But, you know, I'm not looking that far ahead. I'm looking forward to, you know, flying out to San Diego and getting my practice rounds in and, you know, feeling the course out and seeing what it has, and just doing my best. So I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to compete hard. You know, that's what we do. Me and Alex, what we learned from our parents and our swing coach, you know, no matter what, we're just going to go out there and compete the best we can and see how it turns out. So it's going to be a good time.
Well, we'll be watching Team Shockey, and yeah, best of luck out there. It's a great story. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. And watch some of the YouTube videos at Torrey Pines from this past year in 08 and all that, and get acclimated to the course.
I'm on it. I promise you. I've been the last 2 days, the drive home from Springfield, I've been on there doing flyovers and watching Tiger's historic win there and all that stuff. So I'm on top of it. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I appreciate, you know, all you guys who want me on a podcast and stuff like that. I love doing this. I love being able to talk to you guys and, you know, answer questions and stuff like that. So thank you very much.
All right. Good luck, Carson. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Carson Shockey joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, the former Hawkeye making the U.S. Open. And he will be out at Torrey Pines teeing it up. It kind of hits home. You look, I was on the U.S. Open website when we were talking with him, Mark, and they had the players listed alphabetically now because they're all the players are in there. You go down to the S's, and there's Carson Shockey, Xander Schauffele, and Scottie Scheffler all in a row. That's pretty high company right there.
No question about it. And I told you, Carson's like talking to the guy next door, right?
Absolutely.
And he's understandably excited and, you know, establishing a goal. You know, some players want to make the cut. You know, just want to have a quality experience and put that in the recesses of their mind for their career going forward. But it's going to be fun to watch and see what he does.
Indeed. All right. Well, we owe you an Emil Sideways scoreboard. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. We also have your Freedom Festival prize pack to give away. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. Chris Liss of rotowire.com. If you have a fantasy baseball question, please text it to us. 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection, from elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
At Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. General Purpose Concrete Mix is great for sidewalks, steps, patios, and setting posts. Simply add water, mix, and pour. Starting today, all bags of concrete are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Again, our thanks to Carson Shockey for joining us and talking about next week's U.S. Open. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. If you have a fantasy baseball question, early fantasy football question, for our friend Chris Liss of rotowire.com, who's kind enough to join us. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports right here on KGYM. And greetings to you, Chris. How are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Scott?
It's hot, man.
It's hot in Iowa. It's just either freezing cold or boiling hot. Huh?
Yeah, you pretty much hit it. You hit it on the nose. It's that way, probably not quite that extreme, though, in New York when you grew up, correct?
Yeah, New York had like a month and a half in the fall and a couple of months in the spring that were nice, but it was mostly freezing cold and boiling hot. Southern New York is brutal.
Baseball question first, Chris. What do you make of this Patrick Wisdom character?
You know,
the dog likes him.
That's my dog. Hey, sorry, buddy. You got to be quiet. We just done a terrible job of training him. You know, he's like 29 years old. It's kind of out of nowhere. And, you know, he's hit in the high minors. And so there's a couple of guys. You remember a guy in the Cubs named Brian LaHare about 7 or 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And he was another guy who crushed it in the high minors, but he was really old. He wasn't considered really a prospect. And he came up, and he was actually an all-star, and then he kind of fell apart. I think it's unlikely that Wisdom keeps it up, but you never know. There's always the exception. There's always the Whit Merrifield. There's always the Jose Bautista that, you know, kind of gets it at age 29. So chances are it's a fluke, but, you know, I mean, there's weird things have happened before. So if you have a roster spot, go ahead and use them. But just, you know, be realistic that probably, you know, 19 times out of 20, these guys don't pan out.
Mm. Yeah, and it remains to be seen. Same thing with, you know, Yermin Mercedes on the south side of Chicago, who's kind of gotten his chance, has come out of nowhere, and he's putting up big numbers.
Yeah, and there's another guy, Eric Haas, on the Tigers, a catcher, who's got 8 home runs now and has been killing it, and he came out of nowhere. And so it does happen, but mostly it's not really spinning. Yeah, Yermin Mercedes is 28. You know, prospects, the best prospects are 20, 21. And then, you know, the late bloomers, you know, the regular process, you're 23, 24 when they start to get it. 28, 29, 30 is, you know, usually people are, that's it. But it does happen. Whit Merrifield's one, and Jose Bautista's another one. And those guys, you know, have had great careers.
And a football question for you, Chris. Julio Jones to Tennessee. What do you make of it?
I didn't change his ranking, really. You know, he's the one of two major guys with him and Ridley in Atlanta. And now he's one of two main guys with A.J. Brown. Atlanta had more options, but, you know, the Titans are a run-heavy team with Derrick Henry. I think, you know, Julio, the issue for him is health. He's 32. He's a big receiver. Those guys don't last as long. But if you look at his numbers last year, you know, until he got hurt, his performance was really good. There was no slippage. It wasn't like Andre Johnson when he went to the Colts and he was already kind of worse in his last year in Houston and kind of all knew that he was, you know, falling off. Julio Jones showed no sign of fall off at all. So I would say, you know, as long as he stays healthy, that's the big key. He'll be fine. He'll be good.
For the first 2 months of the season, well, maybe a month and a half or whatnot, and he hasn't fallen off the radar or anything like that, it was Shohei Ohtani was getting all of the talk as far as the American League. I think it's time to usher in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. into the conversation. This guy is, you can make serious triple crown talk for this gentleman. He is that good for the Toronto Blue Jays.
He could win triple crown because he's shown the power. His batting average is, you know, he's probably the favorite to win the batting title. And the RBIs are there too, so I think that's true. I think it's between Ohtani and Vlad Guerrero. I don't think Vlad Guerrero can pitch as well as Ohtani. He just had a dominant outing his last time against the Mariners. So Ohtani's pitching has gotten better as the season's gone on too, and that's going to be a lot to overcome. But Vlad Guerrero's hitting, you know, Ohtani's hitting 255 and Guerrero's hitting 335. I think it's those two. The other guy that was in the running just got hurt was Byron Buxton, was the best defensive player in baseball and was the best hitter in baseball for the first month. And he's coming back, but he'll probably get hurt again. So it is between Guerrero and Ohtani. I think it's going to be a good battle if Ohtani stays healthy.
Jacob deGrom keeps doing wonderful things. Do you see any let up from him?
No. I think this is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Usually, I don't know if I said it before in this show, but usually the guy is like the best pitcher, which is Kershaw or Maddox, and there's the guy who throws the hardest, which is like Syndergaard or, you know, I don't remember who threw the hardest back then. But, you know, okay, there's the best pitcher and there's the best thrower. Well, what if it's the same guy? So DeGrom's throwing 100 miles an hour, but he's also the best pitcher. He's only walked 8 guys all year. He struck out 93 in 58 innings. He's got a .62 ERA and a .57 whip. This is one of the greatest pitchers of all time at his peak. And he's done this for, you know, 7-8 years in a row now. I mean, he's had a bad year. So you're looking at history. This is one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah, and it could be a situation that baseball changes its rules, not only because of DeGrom, but, you know, guys, Woodruff and other people like that. Shane Bieber's striking everybody out right now.
No, you got 20, Scott, you got 20 guys with an ERA under 3 right now. 20 guys.
Yeah, it used to be that, you know, you could win the AL ERA title with 310 or something. But here's the thing, and this is coming down the pike, and I don't know if you noticed, but Garrett Cole's last 4 starts, 430 ERA. Trevor Bauer, same thing, 3 starts. And baseball has been talking about, you know, not using the substance, the sticky substance that they've been using. And, you know, Cole's a guy who, like, you know, there was video of him going to his cap last summer and his spin rate is really high, and it got higher in the Astros. He always threw hard in the Pirates. He became a different pitcher on the Astros. Bauer, his spin rate is really high, and the spin rate, you know, correlates to movement. And of course, if you can really grip the ball because you got something sticky on your hand, you can spin it a lot more. And so I don't know what they're going to do or if this is even going to be a thing, but they talked about this. And it's very curious that these guys have kind of fallen off the last couple of starts. So it's just something to keep an eye on. I don't think DeGrom has been mentioned in it, but I think Cole and Bauer have. So just keep an eye on some of these pitchers falling off if they can't use, you know, the sticky substance.
Well, that and the weather is getting warmer too. So
yeah, hitters' ball travels a little further.
Yeah, that's a big part of it here. A couple more minutes here with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. If you have a question, baseball question, fantasy baseball question, early football question, love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. And we are getting into June, working on the magazine, things like that. I would imagine when is your first football draft that you take part in?
I got a draft scheduled for July 5th, but I think I'm going to do one in June, an NFC draft, because our guy, Greg Ambrosius, there says, oh, you know, he gives us these, he comps us, $350, and he comps us one to start a league. And I have an idea to stack all Broncos, you know, Noah Fant, Judy, Cortland Sutton, and get Aaron Rodgers. You know, I can get all those guys around 5-8 and still get my first four picks. And then if Aaron Rodgers ends up getting traded to the Broncos, I've got the monster stack. Now, it probably won't happen, but, you know, if it doesn't, I still have some good players, and I'll still have my first four picks, and Rodgers is still a good pick. But if it does happen, you're going to be really, you know, positioned to win the whole thing. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. I do have a draft on July 5th, and it'll probably be one in June.
There you go. It's never too early.
I personally think Rodgers is going to be back in Green Bay, but what if he isn't? How do you make a book on Jordan Love?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about Jordan Love and he's ever played, and there's different opinions on him, and I have no idea. I definitely am going to downgrade Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones if it's Jordan Love. But who knows, Ed? I mean, Rodgers was taken late first, and Favre finally left, and is this guy Rodgers any good? And it turns out he's better than Favre. So, you know, I don't think Love is better than Rodgers, but in quarterbacks, you never know.
You never know. We'll see. We'll see where if Rodgers plays for the Packers again or if he becomes a Denver Bronco. But you may not be the only guy with that strategy, by the way, of taking a lot of Broncos early.
You're right. I've heard a couple people, because it's kind of obvious, right, because there's a bunch of good skilled players with bad quarterback, which holds them down. And if they get the quarterback, they're going to be all moved up. So everyone's trying to get in on that early. But, you know, I'm looking at the ADPs on the site, and it says if you could go 5, 6, 7, 8 with those four guys, and you still get your first four picks, and you got the stack. So we'll see. Maybe someone will jump me and take one of those guys in the fourth.
Mm-hmm. Never know. Never know how it all plays out. And, getting ready for fantasy football. Everybody gearing up, and they need to pay attention, as always, to the website at rotowire.com, Chris. So let us know how you can guide the people there.
Yeah, rotowire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. It's truly free. You do not need a credit card. You get to check out all of our projections, all of our rankings, all of our write-ups for the season already on the site. I'm sure you update those as the summer goes along. rotowire.com/trial, and then in 10 days, your access will end, and you'll decide if you want to sign up and earn it. But you don't have to pay or cancel or do anything. You just get rotowire.com/trial.
All right, sounds good. Chris, enjoy it. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. A quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard. And as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up 4 Freedom Festival buttons, a couple of T-shirts from the Freedom Festival, and, of course, get yourself entered as far as the $500 Hy-Vee gift card is concerned. It's a Freedom Festival prize pack. It's going out to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Congratulations going out to Bob right here in Cedar Rapids. He gets a Freedom Festival prize pack, and we've got a couple more to give away right here throughout the week on KGYM. And, Mark, we owe everyone an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located right across from Lindale Mall on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind the Taco John's. What's going on today scoreboard-wise?
Three games right now in progress in Major League Baseball, including the Chicago Cubs visiting the San Diego Padres. Middle of the third inning, that game is scoreless. The Cubs opposing Yu Darvish in that one. San Francisco has taken a 2-1 lead over Texas in the now in the bottom of the ninth there. And the other game in action, Oakland up 3-0 on Arizona in the top of the fourth. A couple different items on today's scoreboard. One better placed a $900,000 wager on the Clippers.
Dumb.
On the Clippers to beat the Jazz straight up last night. I guess person who obviously has too much money. And secondly, in terms of the Olympics coming up in about a month or so, two 12-year-olds, Scott, have qualified to compete the Olympics. One from Great Britain, one from Japan. That in the sport of skateboarding. 12-year-olds, skateboarding, there you have it.
It's interesting, too, and the Olympics is going to come to a head pretty soon because Japan is not real fond of people coming over. They haven't really said if they are going to even allow spectators for the Japanese Olympic Games, which were scheduled originally for 2020, pushed it back to 2021. Yet here, more and more teams are opening things up. White Sox announcing that they are going to open up guaranteed rate field to full capacity coming up for the next home stands. And others are announcing that as well. College football, baseball, pro football, what have you. So I guess it's just where you look and how things are going. But the Olympics are right around the corner. Around the corner for us. Coming up tomorrow, every 2 weeks, we talk local racing. We're going to do that. Justin Webster from the Cedar Rapids Gazette will join us tomorrow and a whole lot more on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. If you missed it, if you missed our talk with Carson Shockey, a good one, the former Hawkeye golfer who is going to tee it up in the U.S. Open next week. He qualified in Springfield, Ohio. Check out our podcast. It will be up and ready to go for you, KGYMradio.com, as well as Apple and Spotify. Good talk with Carson. And Alex will be on the bag. Alex is, you know, he's not going to pull out the club and hit some balls in the practice round or anything like that. No, can't do that, Alex. All right, Mark, appreciate it. We will talk coming up tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you then.
All right, stay tuned. The Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Stay cool.
If you're trying to be your best, whether that's the best office bingo player or the best volleyball player on the planet, you're going to need some help.